here.
Of course, there's a Starbucks here. They're everywhere.
Yeah. We've been out there for over 40 days, and no one's gotten sick. You think this is the only part of it that's true? Do you ever think that maybe they put you down here to push a button every 100 minutes just to see if you would? That all of this, the computer, the button, it's just a mind game.
Hey, lazy eye. Notice Desmond's got, like...
Every...
Look at that eye.
Hey.
Okay. Lizard eye.
Weird. And for all our sakes, I hope it's not real.
Chameleon eye going on there.
But the film says this is an electromagnetic station.
Huh? Yeah, well, the magnet's pulling your eye.
But every time I walk past that concrete wall out there, my feeling's hot.
Idiot.
Oh,
damn it.
It's so stupid.
I can't believe this. Crap.
What happened?
Ugh, it's called a power surge lock.
It's over.
What do you mean it's over?
I mean, it's the opposite of beginning. Great show.
What are you doing?
Spam. Spam.
Are you leaving?
No. Take some shots.
We can fix the computer. Saeed is coming. He knows.
Doing my best.
Did he take any of the vials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a handful or something?
Yeah. A couple handfuls.
What's that?
Picture. What is that of?
Wait. Where are you?
That out.
You can't leave.
Where are you going? As far as I can run, brother.
No. Later.
That means something's gonna blow up. As far as I can run.
What should we do?
Nothing. Saeed said the thing about the nuclear power plant.
This isn't what was supposed to happen.
Would you read the script?
What's supposed to happen? Please, don't leave me here. Bye, John.
Is baby gonna be scared?
No.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Well, they're not friends.
Yeah.
He is always so back sweaty.
Oh, no.
We don't have time for this.
Butterfingers.
Oh, jeez. Counter.
What do you want?
What am I supposed to do?
Who are you talking to?
I wouldn't have left him.
It's an Excedrin moment.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. And who had the idea of bringing the couches in here?
Yeah.
Somebody had the idea of bringing
couches
in here.
And why didn't they?
That sounded comfy, didn't it?
Yeah. Well,
that's probably better they didn't, though, huh?
I'd be asleep in about 5 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
What exactly is going on with Boston?
I'm trying to ignore it.
What?
I'm getting my hair done.
You are getting your hair done.
What?
What is going on around here?
Yeah, and have you noticed what's gone over here, too?
No, what's going on over there?
Well, I'm thinking it may have something to do with this. I'm not so sure.
What? What is going on, Rob?
I'm getting my dreadlocks fixed up, tightened up.
Tightened up.
Tightened up.
Yeah. And it's actually very soothing. It's
who's doing that?
My friend Kimberly.
Your friend Kimberly?
Yes.
See, now her
How long have you known
good.
Kimberly?
What time did you get here?
How did you meet her?
She dropped me an email.
Today?
You guys are busted on my locks. So she said she would help me out with
Well, Kimberly, how do you know what you're doing with the locks? Do you do that, like...
Look at her locks.
Professional?
Yeah, her
Your locks look great.
See, now those are dreads.
I have my own locks, and I just, I kind of run my own little business where I help people fix theirs up, and I give people dreads, too.
Wow.
That's cool.
Look at that. Well, welcome.
God
nice
help him.
You.
Seriously,
yeah, can you
do
make
something.
Those things of his look better?
We're working on it.
I've never done it in the dark before.
Yeah, that can't be
well,
very easy.
Well, that's how he got his originally.
Yeah, exactly.
By a blind man.
Yeah. Obviously.
No. I don't want to jump to conclusions or anything, but is Shawnee O' Boy cool? Does he want to move over there?
I don't know. Sean just walked by outside the door. What's he doing?
Well, I don't know if this is, you know, a problem for him. Maybe.
Because of his
head. May.
Rebecca says yes.
Oh, is it, honey?
That's what
Get on a microphone. What did he say?
That was my thought.
Get on a microphone. What did Sean say?
No. Well, he didn't specifically reference the dreadlock rolling or whatever you call it, locking. Right. But so he went, oh, I can't handle this anymore. And got up and he walked out. So, I think we're safe to assume that he was a little bit grossed out.
Oh, that's awesome.
He might want to switch places with somebody. I don't know.
Just real quick, guys, Christmas present, pay attention.
I didn't see it. Christmas sorry. Present.
Star Wars Battlefront 2, come on.
I don't know what that means.
Excuse me? Well, I'm going to sit where Sean was sitting then so I could at least sit by my wife.
Yeah, and then Shawnee O' Big can sit here. Right. And hopefully that'll be cool.
Back.
Yeah, if we see him again.
When he comes back, should I ask if he wants to pet me?
No. Not even close.
I have headphones, so.
Do you want some?
Do you want some? You want a soda?
No, it doesn't matter. I don't think I need headphones.
No, you sound good.
Can you hear me in this thing?
Yeah, you're a little hot.
Can you hear me? Is it hot?
You're good there.
Hot mic. Hot mic.
I think you're good there.
Got a hot mic here.
Turn this thing down.
I think you're good.
Turn this thing down a little bit.
All right.
Just don't be all up in it.
Thank you, Sky.
Well, he was at first.
Your advice warranted.
That's what I'm here for. Thank you. No one asked, but thank you.
Just don't be all up in it, Mike.
Ah, yes, juicy juice.
It's gonna move you.
Hey, Sky.
What? So rude. Give me a break with
so
that.
Rude. Give me a break. What do you mean?
Hey, Sky.
Shut up.
Hey, Sky.
Hey, it better not be like this all night.
What do you mean?
Give me a break. Well, every time an African-American gentleman has come on the screen, it's, oh, hey, Sky.
African-American
hey, Sky.
Gentleman, by the way.
Is that random?
Every time an African-American gentleman.
Well, that's what
hey,
he wants.
Gentleman.
My African-American gentleman from Foggy Harlem.
Foggy Harlem? Did you just...
Foggy Harlem Town?
That's disgusting.
Back on! I gotta do that every time.
Come back! Where is Sean?
Creepy. Who knows? Walking it off.
He's walked back to San Jose.
Poor guy. Oh, the scar.
Here he is. Here comes Sean. Here comes Sean.
Oh, we can eat.
We can get... Sean, go. You can sit over there. We got a space set aside for you so that you don't get creeped out by Rob and what Rob's doing.
Busted.
Sean, go around.
Are you okay here? Or maybe we can move the mic like right there.
Don't. No, Helen.
Sean is very hot.
Why are you doing this?
I agree with him.
He feels hot no matter where he goes.
He is hot.
I'll tell you what, he is hot.
He is one hulking man.
You're scared of moving forward.
Hey, baby.
Me with us.
Now, not everybody's Al Bundy, Peg.
She does look like Peg.
She does. You okay? All right. That's
the whole night.
My God.
What? Are you kidding me?
What did I miss?
Wow.
So confused.
No,
what did I miss?
Really Peg?
The last 22 years.
Peg Bundy.
Oh, damn.
It's called a leap of faith.
Eddie, how old do you think Peg is?
Like celebrity birthdays?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'll say 46.
Oh. Good guess.
Sky?
I was going to say 47.
Oh. I would say 39.
Wow.
Boston Rob.
I'm going to have to go 48 because Eddie took my 46, but that's okay.
Sean?
73.
Hey. Come on.
Since we don't know, somebody will have to look it up for us on the computer and call it into the show for when we're done watching this.
Well, she looks great.
Over and under on Hurley's weight.
Oh, no.
All right.
How will we find out?
350 is the over
John,
under.
Where's Jack?
Sky.
Oh, Jack's gone. I need your help.
Over.
Really?
I watched The Biggest Loser. Oh. How many times can I mess up?
I almost have to take myself out of this. I'm a professional. I watched The Biggest Loser. Yeah.
What was she saying?
Sean.
They weigh people every week and they like take off
can
their
shirt.
Can
you stop screaming into the microphone?
Can you turn it down?
I mean, it's not hard.
Sky's microphone's pretty long.
She has to do is hold it away from her mouth.
Hold it away from your mouth, Sky. You know,
figure it out.
Like in El Cajon.
You know, hey, Sky, don't be all up in it. Does that help?
That's some good professional advice.
Okay, good. You figured it out now.
While you're getting your hair done. Use those pants.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. Your place, Dad. You call for help.
Sick prisoner, are you serious?
But you have better ideas.
No, she's 51?
51.
Holy cow.
51?
What did I say?
49.
I tell you, she was
you were the closest, Mike, you win.
Holy cow, 51?
How many punches would be Rob?
94.
3.
Gosh, I guess I was too busy getting hit in the face with a club.
Testy.
How come you're suddenly so interested, Cupcake? Hey! Come on, let's just... We gotta...
Oh, back damn.
Back up.
I don't like the way she holds a gun. It's not, like, right.
Coming out! Stop picking on Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
Will you just leave her be?
So cool.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that great? That was great. Hold everybody. Oh, that was awesome.
Dang it.
That was awesome.
Oh,
it's good stuff.
Unbelievable.
We could actually watch Jimmy Kimmel if we wanted to.
No, I'll pass.
He's pretty funny, isn't he? Kimmel? Sorry, that was my skull.
That's so cool.
Boston Rob is getting his dreadlocks tightened.
I love it.
So awkward.
Soothing.
Really is.
No, it really is.
What?
It's relaxing.
Is that right?
Rubbing your head. You fall asleep.
Real relaxing.
No, I'm into this show. I'm trying to figure out where they got the dog.
I'm almost going to get the full release.
I'm glad the dog was on the plane.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Then they fly in cargo.
You're getting that done on a porta potty, Rob? What are you doing?
What?
You're sitting on a porta potty.
It's really relaxing. Getting my dreadlocks done.
Gross. Oh, I hate this commercial.
Oh, it still looks scary.
Yeah, it does. It freaks me out, dude.
Whoa. Have you seen this commercial?
It's like gross.
What is this?
Check it out. Just watch.
Just people are different, Sky.
Just watch what happens.
Sky.
Oh, I take some Theraflu.
Oh, no way.
Animal.
Oh.
That's awful.
Oh, look, normal guy.
Not much different.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Yeah, guess that Theraflu works good.
Theraflu thin strips.
That's right.
I prefer the fat strips myself.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if people take that thinking they're going to look better, like better looking.
Oh, my God. Are you seriously?
You're the dumb one.
Hey.
What did I say?
Oh,
that is awesome.
Seriously.
That was pretty much the point of the commercial.
Oh, my God.
Down. Oh, Theraflu.
My God.
It could have been like,
wow.
You get what I'm saying.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. It's me, you get what I'm saying.
Shut up.
We're all over it.
How's the dreads coming along?
They're doing good. Enjoying Aerosmith.
They're doing really good.
Okay. God. So juvenile.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Sellouts.
Yeah, that's a little weak.
Yeah.
Another handsome.
Yeah, what do you think, Sky? A little salt and pepper action?
I haven't seen
this
one.
Give me some of that.
Hold on.
Find me an old sugar daddy. Yeah. Stuff right now in my world.
Yeah. Yeah, not as good as the other guy, though.
I agree. The progressive guy.
Put like an ad out in the newspaper.
Stellar.
Yeah. Ashley.
What's up?
Put like an ad out in the reader.
Like a classified?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'm
going to. How would that go?
You stop there.
Dear hot older guys.
All right.
Are you looking for a young dingbat?
Oh.
Dinga. Pay for stuff for me. Thank you.
Can you still pummel from behind?
Shut up, diarrhea boy. Porter potty man.
Diarrhea boy.
Porter potty man.
You got him. And round one goes to Ashley.
Thank
for
you.
Porter potty man.
This is a good show. I like this
what
show.
What is this?
Invasion.
You're watching it, Sky?
Yeah. I'm in on it. They got that guy, Eddie, from whatever that poker show was. You know, like, sorry, on ESPN. The poker drama, not real poker. You know what I'm talking about, Turkey.
Tilt,
thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, he's the guy from that.
Are you sure it's not like a lost wannabe?
Well, it tries, but I still appreciate the effort. I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah, Desperate Housewives.
Lamest show on TV.
Yeah,
I said it.
Yeah.
Lamest show on TV.
You saying that next to your girlfriend?
You're damn right I do.
Yeah, she makes it.
Awful.
She likes that.
I hate
it.
She loves that show.
You don't mean it, Eddie.
I've never seen it. I've never watched it.
Eddie, you don't mean it.
I'm saying it.
Do it.
Back on!
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was dumb.
Yeah?
The code, yeah? What?
Hey,
listen carefully.
Yeah, Sean?
By some miracle, you managed to get the computer working. Oh, you the code?
Yeah?
You don't want to disturb everybody.
Okay.
Again, Ford, 8, 15.
Could you pass me my soda, please?
Nothing is going on.
I'm thirsty, too.
That's so intrusive.
Okay. Sean is such an interruption.
If you keep it down, would
I'm trying to watch a show.
Shut up. A moment.
Sean,
you're
disrupting everybody.
Desmond. Fuck it
off.
You want to shoot me? Shoot me.
Yeah.
I'm not
Why
about
are you running? You don't even know what you're running from.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I remember you.
That's right.
I remember you.
Look what you did, Jack.
Sorry, Sean. Uh-oh.
I know you. I met you.
All right.
You had a bad haircut.
Yeah. I was training, yeah. You twisted your ankle. You You're a doctor, right?
No.
There was this girl. You were worried. You said you failed her.
How did that jumpsuit get
that, was you.
That oily?
A lot of button pressing.
Yes.
From his hair.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Button pressing's really dirty.
How can you say it?
I married her!
Oh!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, what happened to her, Jack?
Come on, Jack. Just Fine. Tell us already.
We're asking.
Yeah.
You're a pussy.
Oh. He has a heart.
You're not married to anymore, then?
Yeah, I'm not, no,
but
okay?
No one knows why.
And I'm
in.
Crying.
Yes.
Oh, did you see the notebook?
Obviously.
I've got the Netflix.
Well, it's in my queue.
See you in another life, yeah?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
Sky, break down.
I wish I knew, dude.
Come on.
You know it means something.
It's a sweet Jansport backpack, though, I tell you what.
I did
think it was actually East Bay.
Oh, you don't know that.
Can I'm you a fix big it? Fan.
Oh, this man, whoever he was, replaced the motherboard.
I wish that Kevin Douglas from engineering would walk into that place to try to fix some of this stuff.
Yes. My God.
I'm a little busy to try to figure this out. What the hell did you do to it? What'd you spill some Coca-Cola in it?
That's great.
Who was drinking hot Mikey? Who was drinking cocoa?
Jeff and Jeff's computer's broken too.
Somehow what you've done has affected Jeff and Jeff.
Oh, what's that? Saeed, working on it. You have to.
I know what I have to do.
Oh, he knows, dude.
Nice that Kate sat there and not said a word for the last hour.
She was looking for the breaker.
What now?
It was a code.
Hey, you guys got Pitfall?
What code?
Do you remember what it is?
I do.
4, 8.
Wait a minute.
15.
Oh.
16.
Dude, I'm serious. Stop.
23.
You know, this is not the time with the play.
Yeah, well, I think it is. 23.
What is this thing? We didn't even know what it does.
Oh, I mean, Harley.
32. Who's it?
Oh.
No, 42.
Oh,
you know what?
You don't, yeah.
Forget it. Go ahead, do your thing.
Yeah, you're good.
Not 32.
Go ahead, Jack.
It's 42.
Jack.
He just told me, Desmond. Last number's 42.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, lock.
Lock always has the coolest cuts.
Very true. Oh, please.
What's that about?
Just do it, Locke.
We have 2 minutes.
You have to do it.
You do it yourself, Jack.
You're getting a slap fight over it. You have to do it.
Tickle
you have to do it.
Stop it. You do it. You do it.
Say, don't.
Jack,
don't. It's not real. Look, you want to push the button, you do it yourself.
If it's not real, then what are you doing here, Jack? Why did you come back? Why do you find it so hard
Kate's
to believe?
Kate's the hottest piece on the island.
So
what do you think of it came back?
It's never
been easy.
Can somebody just do it, please? Thanks.
No. It's a button.
I can't do this alone, Jack.
Yeah, because typing is so hard by yourself.
I type one word per minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a leap of faith, Jack.
Oh, come on. Do it already.
You're a sheep, Jack.
Yeah.
Control Alt Delete.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Do it. Coward.
Oh, looking there. What are we?
Execute. Tell me something to that.
Kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, something
it's
to
not
that.
Like enter, it's not no. Return. Execute.
Yeah, nobody's ever seen execute on a computer.
Back up.
So people will be talking about all year long.
It's over?
Sawyer.
This is it.
No, Sawyer.
Hey.
You would risk our lives
next
to help him?
Next Wednesday.
Finally. Oh!
Do you see him?
One of these survivors will be lost forever.
Oh, God.
An all-new Lost next Wednesday night.
Yeah, wow. Baby.
Oh, come on.
What I'm talking
about. Bring back wow. New episode.
Well, we know what happens. We've heard all the rumors.
Kill Saeed.
Oh, stop.
I said it.
We've heard all the rumors. They say that Shannon is going to die next week.
No, but Eternals. I bet they changed it.
All right, yeah. So what are we doing, guys? What are we doing here?
Oh, can I put on my jamkins?
Yeah, I kind of want to, too.
Your jamkins?
Yeah, I want to put on my jamkins.
I'm sorry, my jammy jamkins.
Eddie, how should we work this? Why don't we play something from a little bit earlier? Or play one of our things that we want to introduce people to. That'll give everybody a chance to kind of get wearing what they're going to wear. And everybody can get their copies of the movie that we're going to watch. We're going to be watching Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. And so this will give everybody kind of the opportunity. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But we got to go.
All right, so
Ashley's got to go. Play it because okay. Disney's not gonna know what to do.
Yeah, and I gotta go too. Eddie, hold it right here. I'll go with her because I just have to go in there because that's where my stuff is. Sky, you do too, right?
Yeah. Well, Ashley has to go get something to play.
Okay. I don't know. What should we do, Eddie? You got any ideas?
Yeah. Well, let Ashley go play it, and then as soon as she plays it, then we can go get our stuff together.
Oh, okay. Then we'll just wait till she starts it.
Okay.
I don't know, Eddie. What do you think?
Whatever. Anything. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Something good, Ashley.
That's something good. So descriptive.
It takes forever to do anything. It drives me nuts.
Miserable.
Ashley?
You're miserable?
No, I said it's miserable trying to get her to do it.
Oh, dude. I mean, I tell her to do something and she'll, like, you know, blow her nose. And do, yeah. I mean, she's got no, like, sense of urgency.
No.
Makes me crazy.
That's the truth. She's getting proactive, though. I like that. You know, like with her makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Stop.
Where'd Boston Rob go?
I don't know.
Have a butt.
So it's almost 10.
Probably get a manicure.
And I'm thinking to myself, what time am I going to start drinking the caffeine?
I know.
Yeah, hit the delay for us. Cool?
Okay. Yeah, get that thing going there, boy.
Thank you, Robbie Shades.
Robbie Shades.
Yeah, you hit that delay, will you there, buddy? Hey.
Over or under on what time Sean falls asleep during the movie?
Oh,
Sean
nice.
Can't fall asleep during nice. The movie because he's going to be making funny comments right along with us.
Come on.
I got 50 minutes.
15?
50.
50, that's... Interesting. Okay.
If that the over under is 50 minutes?
Yeah.
Under.
He's going to be this
guy.
Yeah, I'm thinking under. Sorry, Obig. We love you.
Eddie?
I'm going over, Sean.
Oh.
Thank you.
Way to go,
51
Eddie.
Minutes.
51.
Yeah, it happened.
Damn, look at this. This is going to be cool.
Yeah.
Whoa. What's am I high here? Or is that thing... Like moving around.
Colonels is all about it, dude.
Colonels working it. Oh.
Liggity of the riggities.
Liggity.
I can't hear you, Bobby.
By the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Huh? Yeah, we're going to play something, get ready, and then get this all.
Yeah, I've got to get the jam.
Put your movies in your DVDs, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just get ready.
Get to the main menu, and we'll tell you when
to
hit
play. Get to the main menu of Fellowship of the Ring. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
I gotta drop a deuce.
Eddie?
Ew, Eddie.
I'm just saying, though, you want me to do that before
rude.
The movie starts?
Rude.
Eddie.
I have to.
Rude
we
guy.
Don't need
it's
to
It's brewing.
Know. Okay.
Hey, Eddie?
Yes, Holmes.
Is like an 8-minute break cool, or do you want a little longer?
Is that enough time for you guys? To get changed?
Yeah, that's
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll do our best. Okay.
Start right. it.
Sissany, it's the...
Oh, Gay Chase, look at
it's
this.
It's the first tough love.
Right after we mentioned on the air that Gay Chase hadn't
on the far
showed
left.
Up.
Far left of the wall.
Ah! Okay, good. Are you going to start something?
Ashley?
Ashley, so Sissany, anybody?
She's so dumb.
Sorry, Sissany didn't know where the wall was.
All right.
Here
okay,
we go.
Well, help her. You're there.
You hear that. It is a...
Yeah, but it's in the other room.
assumed.
A little indication.
Okay.
Shut up now.
The city of San Diego is about to begin to heal.
Give me a break with that. Oh, God.
You see, folks, every week we do a segment on the show called Tough Love with Eddie with our producer and our sports guy. A lot of people would say that he's insensitive, but no, that's not what it is. What it is that he shoots from the hip.
Those people don't get it.
That's right. Gives it to you straight. Uh-huh. And so this is your opportunity to go to MikeyShow.com, click on Tough Love with Eddie, and ask him a question, as people do. We get literally hundreds of emails a week.
And get some help.
That's right.
Finally.
God, he's so distorted.
Our first letter reads, Dear Eddie, I wanted to get your opinion on something. My brother's best friend is 21 and still a virgin. I just turned 27 and I'm pretty experienced. He came up to me the other day and asked if I would show him the ropes. He wanted his first time to be a good experience. I have to admit, deflowering someone at this stage in the game is pretty hot to me. Should I help the kid out? What do you think? Signed, P1 Allison in Mission Hills. Eddie?
Dear Sex and the Pity. Sounds like you will spread your legs quicker than butter going on toast. All right, listen, Allison. If you want to throw a pity F away, how about hooking my boy Boston Rob up, okay? That poor kid couldn't get laid in Hawaii. Now, the only virgin you should be going around is olive oil, if you know what I'm talking about, okay? You're probably going to ruin this kid for life. I mean, imagine the first time with a total whore like you. I mean, how is he going to be able to compare after that? So, seriously, let this poor bastard find his own way and go play Chinese finger trap with some other herpy victim, okay? Next letter.
Just trying to help.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I'm having some trouble with the ladies. I've been trying to find a date for a while by trolling the bars downtown in PB. And in PB. It's been really hard finding a woman who's not totally stuck on height. I admit that I am a little on the short side, but I'm not a midget, which is what most women treat me like. Do you have any advice for a guy that's 5'2.5"?
Oh.
What?
Signed, P1, look at Sky, like, not laughing at all.
Well, what's funny about this?
Oh, come on.
Signed, P1 Justin in Carlsbad.
Oh, no.
Well, then, Sky, you're not going to find this funny at all either. You're the runt for Red October.
These people are asking for your help, dude.
If you'll please.
You don't have to make them feel worse.
If you'll please.
Oh, God. The runt for Red October. Fresh shrimp. Get your fresh shrimp here.
All right. Come on. Let's be serious. Be serious. Be serious. 5'2.5" and you're not a midget? Hey, guess what, Mini-Me? You're half an inch away from being the shop steward of the Lollipop Guild, all right?
I'm glad you're making yourself laugh. How do you think this guy feels?
You can't reach the radio. What are you talking about? Seriously, though, come on. What's with this and a half BS, dude? That's like saying, oh, yeah, I have 2.5 fingers on my right hand. You know, dude, it's still not enough. And the half doesn't change the fact that you're deformed, okay? You know? And that is what he is, no matter how you slice it. Deformed. All right. So here's my advice, Bilbo. And trust me, I racked my brains for several hours on this. Take all 85 pounds of you and dwarf toss yourself off the Coronado Bridge. Seriously, the women of San Diego's kneecaps will thank you for it.
No. Horrendous bite.
Oh, next letter.
Horrible.
Oh, my head hurts.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I think I may have ruined a really good friendship. My roommate Shelly and I have known each other since grade school, and she's been talking about our neighbor Ryan for days. He moved into our apartment complex in PB last summer, and she's been going on about him ever since. I listened, but never thought much of him myself. That is until this last weekend. You see, we have a cool apartment place where everyone hangs out on the roof and lays out, smokes cigarettes, and drinks beers. Well, me and Ryan were up there this last weekend having some cocktails, and one thing led to another. Do I tell Shelly? I don't even like him, so it's not that big a deal. What do you think? Signed, P1 Lonnie in PB. Eddie?
Dear Diddler on the Roof. Yeah, great. You are one dirty little pig. Seriously, where were you and your apartment when I was looking for a place last summer? I mean, I searched high and low for a complex with loose chicks that would spit on old friendships and whore out in public places. I came up with nothing. To think that just a short drive away in PB, such a skank was not only available, but actively messing around with guys she could give two craps about. Your friend Shelly really hit the jackpot with you, man. You also kick her pets when she's gone and take turns in her laundry basket. I mean, we haven't seen a roomie like you since Christina Ricci hooked up with Charlize Theron and Monster. With roommates like you, who needs double-crossing, backstabbing sluts?